It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Another short truck cast one, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. So, over the weekend, I got my network updated, finally. I got sick of all these consumer routers. You know, we're probably pushing upper limits of most of them anyway with the number of devices that we had. So a while back, I bought an Edge Router X, and that seemed to have substantially made our stability of our interconnection so much better. Between that and the internet fixes that they did for me last year. So then it was kind of a hodgepodge system to begin with, because my kids's, because they don't like it. The Circle by Disney, we have one of those to help control the kids' internet time a little bit, because sometimes, you know, kids just don't listen like they should. So we've had that for a long time, and the only way I could get that to work is if I hooked it up to my old Apple Extreme, which had started to die on me. It would just randomly just shut off and restart it. You might have to redo it like 3-4 times, and then it stopped, was stable for a while. Finally just decided, nope, I'm not starting back up again. So I guess at that point you say, well, time to go to the next step. So I bought a Ubiquiti Unify AC light. And to start with, I just got one just so we can kind of test it, see how it works, make sure I get it configured correctly. And besides that, they're $100. So a little less than $100 each. I don't remember, 85 or something like that. So, got that configured over the weekend. One little issue left with that, and I don't know if it's just my phone or if other people have any issues yet, but when I connect to what I would consider our main Wi-Fi, it doesn't stay connected. I'm not quite sure why. But then over lunch here, I was able to connect up to the guest Wi-Fi, and it worked just fine. I can provide a link in the show notes, but basically what I have now for setup is on my Edge Router X, I created six, seven different networks now. So the first network is what they called the wired IoT network. So that's the network for things that, you know, Internet of Things stuff, whatever you might want to put in there. Sounds like some people were kind of loosely defining what they put in there. I haven't fully defined it, other than my wife's electronic scale that she has. I did plug that in there. The next network is what they called the secured network. I actually am using it for my rental unit. That is where all of their traffic will reside. And then the next network, the next two ports basically on the Edge Router is the home network. So the Edge Router has 5 plugs, one obviously for WAN, and 4 additional plugs. If you do the math, that's 2 for the home. So one plug is for your wired, and the other plug is for your wireless. So I obviously put the AC in plug access point and plug that into the one of the ports, and then from there I VLAN'd out 3 separate networks. One would be for guest Wi-Fi, one for IoT devices, wireless IoT devices, and then I created a wireless rental. I may revisit that one at some point, but I'm not buying wireless access point just for them at this point. So I got that kind of all set up. I like how it's everything's divided out. I need to do a little bit of testing on the firewall rules to make sure that everything works as I want it to. Everything's working as he had the author of the document I followed, how he designed his. Now from there, I should be able to take it and manipulate it to how I want it to work. I'm still going back and forth whether I want any access into the rental network. The obvious liability of having that access ability. But on the other hand, I will have equipment in there that I will need to maintain. So I'm questioning what I want to do there yet. The other side of it is, where am I putting some of these devices? They have kind of said, people kind of loosely define IoT devices also as like your Rokus, Apple TVs, stuff like that. The question being, if you want to, remotely control things like from your phone, you also need to be on the same Wi-Fi as that. So I'm questioning about that. Some people apparently have also put their phones on there. I think that's going a little extreme. But now I definitely have a network set up to where if I want to do some light bulbs or some of the other crap, I could potentially do some of that now if I wanted to. Not saying I really want to. I've seen some weird use cases potentially for some smart light bulbs for the kids. Because, Dad, turn my light off! Or, Mom, same words. That just kind of streams use case for sorry, there's something in the row here. That just screams use case for them here. You're on your iPod anyway, or your phone, or whatever. Just turn off your own light. So, we'll see. Just something else to ponder as we go down the road of this whole internet-connected world. I think that's everything for today. I just kind of want to talk about the network I kind of built. Seems to be working for me. And now I'm at my ramp, so I'm taking off. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.